Iran was a big topic in a speech today by Republican presidential candidate John McCain. In Denver, McCain laid out some of the differences he has with the Democrats and those he has with President Bush. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
McCain's speech in Denver focused on the challenge of preventing countries like Iran and North Korea from developing nuclear weapons. He tried to stake out a middle ground between the policies of George W. Bush and the likely Democratic nominee for President Barack Obama.
Many believe all we need to do to end the nuclear programs of hostile governments is to have our president sit down with leaders in Pyongyang and Tehran as if we haven't tried talking to these governments repeatedly over the past two decades. Others think military action alone can achieve our goals as if military actions were not fraught with their own terrible risks. While the use of force may be necessary, it can only be as a last resort, not a first step.
If elected president, McCain said he would strengthen arms control agreements, such as the Treaty Against the Spread of Nuclear Weapons, or the NPT. Nuclear expert Ashton Carter of Harvard University says that marks a clear break with the current president's approach.
The Bush administration had spokesmen, among them John Bolton, most notoriously, who disparaged the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and arms control, who said that they didn't do any good when it came to the bad guys like Iran and North Korea.
In his speech today, McCain expressed some frustration with the fact that Iran and North Korea appear to have made so much progress on their nuclear programs during President Bush's time in office. But Ashton Carter points out that McCain has not been very specific about how he would handle things differently.
With respect to the two hot spots, Iran and North Korea, it sounds like more of the same, namely tough talk, no action.
Robert Kagan would disagree. He's a foreign policy expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's also an advisor and a speechwriter for John McCain. Kagan says the biggest difference between McCain's foreign policy approach and that of George W. Bush boils down to McCain's belief in listening to America's allies and other countries and taking those concerns seriously.
It's putting very much at the center of American foreign policy the phrase from the Declaration of Independence that we need to pay a decent respect for the opinions of mankind. I think that Senator McCain is very sensitive to that issue. I don't think there's any question that America's image has suffered in recent years, and we need to take steps to restore it, because in this kind of world, the style of leadership has to attract. We can't rely only on our power for leadership. We also have to have a real attractive quality as a nation. We need to be a model citizen. And I think that's something that McCain takes very seriously.
Kagan says McCain's commitment to being a model international citizen is evident in his policy proposals on issues such as global warming. That's probably the biggest thing that sets McCain apart from President Bush on foreign policy. McCain, for example, supports a mandatory system to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But the most pressing foreign policy concern for American voters is probably the Iraq War. And there especially is where Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have tied John McCain to the policies of President Bush. In some ways, foreign policy expert Fareed Zakaria of Newsweek International says the comparison is fair.
McCain is a much more measured and wise person than Bush. Bush was a foreign policy naive. He had no real grounding in it, and therefore approached it with a kind of combination of recklessness and ignorance. But it is fair to say that McCain has been very powerfully influenced by a kind of neoconservative ideology, a kind of Wilsonian ideology that is at the heart of many of the mistakes that Bush has made. The very quick division between good and evil, the very simplistic idea that you could, you know, create democracy overnight.
On the future of U.S. policy for Iraq, though, McCain makes the argument this way. In a TV interview yesterday in New Mexico, he said, by opposing the troop surge in Iraq, Obama wanted to surrender. In contrast, McCain said, he will never surrender. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.